This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government unveils national commitment draft for feedback. Seeks suggestions from nationally recognized 6 political parties. International Wellness Day being observed today. Yoga and meditation sessions scheduled across government offices and general public. Nationwide second economic survey census set to start today. And U.S. President Trump signals possible resumption of Iran talks as U.S. blockade persists amid escalating regional tensions. Now, the news in detail. The government has made public a draft of a proposed national commitment document and invited feedback from major political parties. The 18-point draft brings together key promises from the election manifestos of 6 national parties represented in the House of Representatives following the March 5 elections. These include the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, Nepali Communist Party, Shram Sanskriti Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the document has been uploaded to its official website and parties have been asked to submit their feedback by April 23rd. The draft has been prepared in line with the government's 100-point governance reform agenda endorsed at the first cabinet meeting on March 27 and aims to consolidate election pledges into a unified framework to guide upcoming government policies and programs. The government says the document reflects a synthesis of shared national priorities drawn from party manifestos with the goal of ensuring coordinated and effective implementation. In the meantime, Prime Minister Balendra Shah is scheduled to hold discussions with proportional representation lawmakers from all parties in the federal parliament today. According to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the meeting will take place at 12 noon. During the interaction, proportional representation lawmakers are expected to share their views on key issues, challenges and possible solutions concerning their respective constituencies and social groups. The Prime Minister's Secretariat says the initiative aims to strengthen policy formulation and implementation through direct dialogue between lawmakers and the executive while promoting good governance, accountability and the people-centered decision-making. Prime Minister Shah had earlier held similar consultations with directly elected lawmakers on a province-wise basis. International Wellness Day is being observed today. To mark the occasion, the government has launched a nationwide initiative aiming to involve at least 1.5 million people in a 15-minute yoga and meditation session starting at 1:15 p.m. Government offices and general public across the country have been encouraged to participate. The decision was taken by a high-level committee formed to organize the event under the coordination of the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation. The day is also being observed nationally as Arogya Divas or Wellness Day. This is the first time Nepal is observing the International Wellness Day after the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution on March 11, 2026, designating April 15 as the annual observance. The resolution was proposed by Nepal, highlighting its role in promoting global wellness initiatives. Meanwhile, the Nepali community in San Francisco has also marked the day through various programs. At an event held at the Nepali Community Center in the San Francisco Bay Area, featured discussions on yoga, neuropathy, meditation and sound therapy. The program was jointly organized by the Nepali Association of North California and Jivan Bigyan US, bringing together experts and participants to promote holistic health practices. The government says the observance aims to raise awareness about physical and mental well-being and encourage healthy lifestyles among the public. Chairperson of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal, is scheduled to make a presentation on guarantee of peace and justice to the next generation at the 152nd General Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, slated from April 15 to 19. Cedahal left for Istanbul, Turkey yesterday, leading a parliamentary delegation to participate in the international gathering. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, he will also take part in the bilateral meetings with the heads of the parliaments from the various countries on the sidelines of the assembly. In addition, Cedahal is scheduled to address the 5th Parliamentary Network meeting of the Non-Aligned Movement. The delegation includes other Nepali parliamentarians who will also attend the event. The Dahal-led team is expected to return home on April 21st. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung has conducted an on-site inspection of the Narayanganj Butwal road section, directing concerned authorities and the contractor to complete the ongoing expansion work within the stipulated timeline. During the monitoring yesterday, Minister Gurung stressed that delays in infrastructure projects are unacceptable and drew particular attention to the contractor company over slow progress. He noted that prolonged delays have caused significant inconvenience to the passengers, disrupted daily commuting, and increased the risk of road accidents. He instructed officials to take immediate steps to address these issues. In response, representatives of the construction company have committed to completing the remaining work within the next 15 days, assuring that efforts will be accelerated to meet the deadline. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has urged local governments across the country to take immediate action to control the unchecked use of harmful and banned pesticides on fruits and vegetables. The Ministry's Agriculture and Livestock Promotion Division on Monday sent a 5-point instruction letter to all local levels emphasizing stricter monitoring and regulation. The Ministry has stated that under the Constitution of Nepal, local governments are responsible for agriculture and its management, making their role crucial in addressing the issue. Authorities have been asked to take decisive measures to ensure food safety and protect public health. The second National Economic Census is set to begin across the country from today. According to the National Statistics Office, enumerators and supervisors have already been deployed to their respective areas with an on-site data collection scheduled to be complete by the third week of June. Around 5,000 personnel have been mobilized for the nationwide exercise. The Ministry of Finance has called on all stakeholders to extend full cooperation, stating that the census will generate comprehensive data on industrial and economic sectors. The first national economic census conducted in 2075 Bikram Samvat had recorded over 923,000 business establishments nationwide. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that talks aimed at ending the conflict involving the United States and Iran could resume in Pakistan within the next 2 days. According to the BBC, in an interview, U.S. President Trump claimed that Iranian officials have contacted Washington and expressed interest in reaching a deal even as the U.S. continues to enforce a naval blockade on Iranian ports. Diplomatic efforts to revive negotiations are ongoing, with Pakistan reportedly offering to host a new round of talks in Islamabad. Meanwhile, Iran has accused the United States of piracy over the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. has deployed naval forces to restrict movements through the Iranian ports and surrounding waters. While Washington maintains pressure on Tehran, U.S. President Trump said Iranian officials have indicated willingness to negotiate a settlement. Iran has not formally confirmed these claims. Now, to deliver the forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather this afternoon will likely remain generally cloudy in the mountainous areas of the country, including the hilly areas of Kosi province, while the remaining mountainous areas will likely remain partly cloudy, and it is likely to remain mainly clear in the Tarai region today. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi province and in one or two places in the remaining mountainous areas, including the hilly areas of the Gandaki province today. The division has also stated that the country is under the partial influence of westerly and local winds at present. And the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 13 to 15 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government unveils national commitment draft for feedback, seeks suggestions from nationally recognized six political parties. International Wellness Day being observed today, yoga and meditation session scheduled across government offices and general public. Nationwide second economic census set to start today. And U.S. President Trump signals possible resumption of Iran talks as U.S. blockade persists amid escalating regional tensions. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.